Hello. So I had a little look at my diary, and I realised yesterday that it had been a month since my last recording. So, for anybody who is following me, I can only apologise. What have I been up to in the last month? Well, I have actually been working. Not as a massage therapist, because clearly we're not allowed to do that at the moment. But in the last month, I've been doing one-to-one consultations with people, doing Weleda skincare consultations with people, doing little online video call chill-out sessions with people, doing mindfulness sessions one to one. I have started developing another stress management program, which is developing, it's called Developing Self-Care Skills. So, yeah, I have five or six ladies doing that with me at the moment. So I've been a little bit preoccupied, and I do apologise because this is something that I want to try and keep quite regular. But yeah, what else can I tell you? What else have I been up to? I think really that's taken up a lot of my time. That and gardening. Because the weather in Scotland has been unnaturally dry, and so I've been out in the garden getting my hands dirty and trying to see how many things that I can grow that I can eat. yeah. And keeping my family fed and my child entertained and all that sort of stuff. Ooh, and working on my website and doing a few blogs. So I've started doing that as well, trying to keep all the plates spinning at the same time, so to speak. So I can only apologise that I allowed the Podbean plate to slow down, to stop for a little bit. But hey, I'm back. So the other day I was having a conversation with somebody about trying to fit in practices and not feeling like they were ready to go it alone and just, be practicing without having any guidance. But then falling into that difficulty of, needing everybody to go away or to be able to hear the recording or needing headphones or feeling a little bit self-conscious about trying to do a practice when you're out and about because, you have to sit with your eyes closed and you have to do this and you have to do that. So lots of barriers being put up straight away and yeah, I want to try and break a few of those down tonight. So for me, having a younger child, I think if I were to wait until all of the elements were perfect, then I'm not sure that I would ever get time to do mindfulness, or I would always be doing it at night. But then I find that if I wait until very last thing at night, I'm so tired that when I start to try and do my practice, inevitably I fall asleep. Which is lovely if it's a lovely way to fall asleep, or if you have difficulty nodding off, but it's not really the point to it. You kind of want to really be able to appreciate that effect that it has on the mind, and whatever it is that's your point of focus, whatever your intentions are for that sit, that you get the full benefit of it. So my advice would be that stop trying to make everything perfect and don't put lots of barriers in your way, because that's when you tend to slip away from it and oh, I'll get round to it later, I'll get round to it later, and later never comes. Sometimes it's just about taking yourself to another room in the house, knowing that you might be interrupted, but you're just going to go and sit in whatever position it is that you like to adopt before you carry out your practice, just to sit. And then once you've sat, just taking 3 deep breaths, starting from that point, and then thinking about what is going to be your intention. What is your intention for this sit? What are you hoping for today? And then just giving it a go. And if you don't have time or you don't have the tech, but you've got the 5 minutes, then the thing that you will always have with you is your breath and the sounds that are around about you. So really utilising your breath or your senses, and using them in place of any guidance. So tonight I would like to do a little exercise with you where we focus on the breath. I'm maybe not going to stick with any one particular way to do it for very long, because I want to show you that there's a few different things that you could be doing. Okay, so this is really just one for me to sort of run through and explain with you so that then you can go away and try it. So if you are out for a walk, or you find a little bench, or you're sat somewhere in public, remember as well that you don't need to have your eyes closed, that you can just drop your gaze, you can soften your gaze. So the idea is that you aren't supposed to be completely lost in the exercise all of the time. Some of them, yeah, that's the intention. But it's just more about tuning into your body, or tuning into the breath, still being aware of things that are going on around about you, but also keeping a lot of that awareness on your breath. Does that make sense? I hope so. So, without any more waffle, I'm going to ask you to get yourself into whichever position you feel is going to be most comfortable for you right now. So sitting up nice and tall is the way I'm going to go. So we're making sure that we have that lovely long lengthened spine. Imagining a string going all the way from our tailbone right up through the crown of our head, pulling us up nice and straight. And then we're going to take 3 lovely deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just softening the gaze and allowing the eyes to blur over so that you're not really focused on any one thing. Or if you feel more comfortable at this time, you can simply close your eyes.
Yes. So I'll just switch the television off.
Sorry about that. That's Alexa having a little chip in. So yeah, I'm going to have a few more breaths. And I think even when we start to do those 3 breaths at the beginning of the exercise, if it's something that you do regularly, it starts to get your body, your mind into that place where you think, right, this is what we're doing now, and everything starts to slow down a little bit. So I want you to consider now each inhale and exhale. Are they the same length as each other? Is your in breath longer or shorter than your out breath? And in fact, does it change from breath to breath? So not trying to force it or change it in any way. Simply breathing in whichever way feels comfortable to you just now. But starting to pay attention to the length of the breath as you inhale and exhale. And if the focus should move away to something other than the breath, simply acknowledging that that's what's happened. And then drawing that attention back to the inhale and the exhale. Considering now whether you feel more movement in your body, in your chest, or in your stomach. Shifting that focus to really begin to sense where we feel the movement of the inhale and the exhale. Feel the stomach expand as we breathe in, and then shrink again as we breathe out. And if you find it difficult to decide which area you feel the breath in, then maybe placing a hand over the stomach and another hand over the chest. Just take a few moments now. Really feel that movement in your hands as you breathe. That rising and falling sensation. And as we begin to relax more and more, you may have started to notice that your exhale is slightly longer than your inhale. And this is usually the type of breath that we adopt while we're sleeping. And it's also one that helps to engage the parasympathetic nervous system. Easy for me to say. So this is the type of breath that allows your body to know that it's time to rest. And sometimes when I'm doing treatments and a customer begins to fully relax, you can hear the out breath, you can hear it lengthen, and then maybe sometimes the stomach starts to rumble and gurgle, and you know, the body has completely relaxed and it's not having to worry about whether you're going to have to get up and run or, you know, keep a wee eye out for anything. That it's just able to start concentrating on all of those processes like digestion and the things that you would normally do while you're sleeping. So this is a beautiful place for you to take your body, and to be able to do it during the day is just fantastic, especially for anybody who holds tension in their stomach, perhaps people who suffer with sort of IBS type complaints, then really taking some time to develop a breath work practice is gonna benefit you. So yeah. And then just letting those words sink in and starting to now focus on whether we can extend the exhale. So not breathing in any way that makes you feel uncomfortable. If it does feel wrong at any time, just allow that breath to return to whatever does feel comfortable. There's no pressure here. But if you can, then I want you to try to breathe in for, say, the count of three or whatever feels right to you. And then as it's our first time, we'll maybe just extend that exhale to the count of four. And if you can make it to five, then that's great. Just working on that for a few moments now. Breathing in for three. Breathing out for five. If the mind wanders off, bringing it back to that inhale and extended exhale. Feeling the body now maybe start to get a little heavier, to feel a little bit more relaxed. And as you practice this extension of the exhale, the ultimate goal would be to exhale for double the count of the inhale. So if we're breathing in for three, then we would be breathing out for six. But as always, there's no pressure to reach this goal. If you can only extend by one in the beginning, then that is all you need to do. And then just allowing our mind to take the focus away from the breath now. Allowing the mind to just do whatever it wants for a few moments. Breathe whichever way feels right. No effort now. Starting to focus on the body, points of contact between the chair or the floor, whichever surface you're on just now. That feeling of connectedness. Considering now how your body feels. Does it feel settled? Or does it still feel quite lively? Considering your posture and how you're sitting or lying. And then gently and in your own time, you can open your eyes or bring your focus back. So I hope that you found that exercise enjoyable and it gave you some food for thought of how you could maybe practice breath work at different points throughout your day. Let me know if you find it beneficial. I always love to hear back from people. So drop me a little comment and hopefully I will speak to you again real soon. And we won't leave it another month, okay? Thanks. Bye.